Zvachim, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph. We're going to have a halacha over here that's negeya to Chalukas Kochim. Kohanim have a schus to be mechalik in Kochim that are their matnas kuhuna. The basar of a shlamim, for instance, goes to the bailam, and the bailam eats it. However, there's a part of the shlamim which there's a tnufa aschoz of a shoik, there's a waving, a tnufa, in front of the Mizbeach. We had this a number of prokem ago. The chos of a shoik chalokim of the korban, that's eaten by zichri kuhuna, like kotcha kadoshim. And of course, kotcha kadoshim is given only to kahanim. The shal is which kahanim? There are other things also, by the way. So lechem aponim is only mischalik to kahanim. They're the only ones that could eat it. Truma, yeah, but we're not dealing with truma, because truma is bagvulin, it's not in the Mikdash specifically. Something that's not Kodesh, but it's a schus of those that are Mishoris Bakodesh, is the Oirois of Korban Oilo. Korbanos Oilo, the skins of the animals, which is not, the animal is skinned, Hefshit, Vinituach, and the pieces are put on the Mizbech, the skin is not. The skin is given out to Kahanim. I always imagine, this is not in Chazal, but I always imagine that if a Yid had a hide that was made from bosa of an oilo. So what would he do with it? He would just sell it to a factory. Somebody would make a belt, and every time he would put on that belt, and he would gird himself, begufoi, that would create a tremendously powerful hisairis of kedusha. Stama, they kept the iris of kachem for dvaram shev kedusha. Or if he made shoes out of it, it would be that every step that he takes would be influenced, that it would be l'shem shemaim. Stama, again, stama vush chazal. Balkoponim, the schus chaluka to kahanim is a very important, integral part of the daily seder hayoim. The shaila is which kahanim had a schus. Midday raisa, all kahanim are invited to participate in the mikdash, and who actually is the one who's makriv the korban tamid? So there's a whole seder of paisin of geirolois that were taken. That's described in barichus in Maseches Yuma, ayin shom. Both the payosin that were done year-round and the special schusehu avoida on Yom Kippur. That's the context over there. Otherwise, we have it discussed at the end of Seder Kodshim in Maseches Tomid. Over here, we would introduce something else. Derabbonon, it means from Shmuel HaNovi and David HaMelech. So we're talking about Takonas HaNeviim. The Kehanim were divided up into Mishmorois. There were 24 mishmaris. We say the kinnis on Tisha B'Av. Mitzvah Shem, we're not going to say it again. But every year when we say the kinnis on Tisha B'Av, there are kinnis that speak to the different mishmaris. They mention the names are mentioned in Chazal. The names also mentioned Divrei Yomim. That's where David HaMelech's division of labor in the Beis HaMikdash is described. And the Chov Dalet mishmaris, each week there was one mishmar that had a schus. They were the Mishorasim. The families was divided by families. They were the ones that were Mishoras Bakoidish. Another coin from the outside, even though his Avoid is kosher. If he would grab the Avoid, then it would be Mak of the Korban Oilos, so it would be kosher. But Lamaisa, the Schus Avoida and the Chiluke Schuyas in the Matnes Kuhuna, that was only given to the Kahane HaMishmar. 24 means they were there for a week, that they were there twice a week. Every single week there was another one. The ingoing and outgoing met up on Shabbos by the Lechem Aponim. And it went every single week, was one Mishmar. Every Mishmar was Mischalik into seven Batei Ovois, again divided by sub-Mishbachos, Mamash Mishbacha, and they were the ones on Tuesday of Parshas Re'ei that were to be Makriv. So Lamaisa, this Mishnah on a practical level will be Negev for all the Kahanim of that Beis Av of that day's Avodah. Versteitzach, like we said, there's 24, that they're all going to come twice a year. 24 times 2 is 48. And there's also another few weeks of the year. And the answer to that is that Yom Tovim, all the Kehanim were Mishoras together. There was Mamish, one big happy family. And Gan Shevet HaKehuna was Oymid L'Shoras of Hashem. There was also a lot more Avodah. Karbonos were being brought continually. Now, in the context of this din of Chalukas Matnas Kuhuna, the Mishnah says as follows: Tvul Yoim u'Mechusik Kippurim, Einon Cholkim b'Kadoshim Lechel La'erev. Tvul Yoim u'Mechusik Kippurim, before we get into what they are, they're both posel from Avoida and from eating. So there would be a havamina that they're not part of the chalukas hakotchim, and avdem state in the Mishnah that they're enom cholkim bekotchim lecho be'erev. The pasuk says hakoyin amechato isod. This is the pasuk in Parshas Tzav. The kohen that zerik has adam yoichaleno, he gets the schus achila. What that means is not the kohen that actually does the avodah, the kohen that's roi lizrik has adam. Memela atvul yoim and a mechusik kipurim, since they're tmeim, so memela they don't have a din, they're not roi lavodah, so memela they aren't mechalik kochin with achehem from the base mishma, from the base av. Now to describe what a tvul yoim mechusik kipurim is, Michusi Kippurim is somebody who had to bring a korban. Let's say he's a zov and he had to bring a korban as part of his tahara, or he's a mitzayra and he had to bring a korban. There's also Michusi Kippurim of an isha, you're led this before she brings korbanis, but we're not going to discuss her because we're talking over here about Zchus Chalukah, which is shayach only to Zichrei Kuhuna. So Lamaisa, Michus Kippurim is not roy now to eat kochim, because the din of Michus Kippurim is that betzim, even though he's tor, but there's some level legabi kochim of tumah that's still left over legabi achila and avoida. That being said, betzim the Mishnah wouldn't say legabi him and him cholkim kochim lechalev, because he's mutter to eat kochim right as way he brings his carbon. The reason why it says lechalo erev is because of tvul yoim. Tvul yoim is somebody who's mitayr. The din is that he has some level of tumah still left over until, this is by any tumah, he still has a level of tumah even after tvilos and until that night. Emotional. A regular yankel stepped on a sheretz. So he has to be toivel b'mikveh. He becomes ois tomei, but he's still a tvul yoim until harv shimshe, until nach. So memela, he's any roi lechel v'lavoid right now. Tvul Yoim is interesting. The Lomdim want to know, is a Tvul Yoim a psul legabi kochim, or it's a remnant of Tumah? Is it a lesser form? 98% of the Tumah comes off. L'moshul, let's say he was an Avatumah. He was Tevil, he's a Tvul Yoim, he's not Avatumah anymore. He has Din of a Sheni. All he could do is be Mitame Trumo or Kochim, which is a Shlishi or a Revi. So he doesn't really have the Tumah that he started with. So do we say that there's a Shiore HaTumah still left, or it's not a Din Tumah? It's a Din Tvul Yoim. He has to distance himself from the Tumah, but Be'etzim it's not Shiori HaTumah. That's a Chakir by the Lomdim. Oinein Negea. An Oinein is somebody who Lo'olenu Meisle Echod Mikroivov, and he has a din. He's Mukhuiv L'Sab L'Aleim, and he's Mukhuiv B'Kfuras HaMeis in Pashas Emor, and that creates a din that he's also Posel from Kachem. It's actually a distinct din that we learn out in the Pashas of Aaron Nodav Aviv by Misa Nodav Aviv, Aaron Elozim v'Yisomar, where they were oininim and they were also lavoid and to eat kochim. Actually, Elozim v'Yisomar were posel lavoid. Aaron was kosher because the Kohen Gadol is makiv oinin. He's any oichol kochim baninus. That's a separate sugya. Oinin negeya v'ene makiv. He's not tomei, so therefore there's no problem for him to touch kochim. He just can't be makiv. But because he's any roi lakrova, any choylik lechol lo erev, he can't eat kochim either, and therefore he cannot, he doesn't have a schus to be part of the chalukah for that night. Balimumin ben balimumin kvum ben balimumin oivrim cholkim v'oichlim av loy makrivim. Here's interesting. We know that balimumin apostle, but the psul zegzez hakosu, that the psul is not keveh shame be'etzim in kochim. It's just a vort in the ma'isa avoidim. Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, "Daber Aaron leimo ish mizeh achol lederesom, asher yir b'mum." That is a balmum. Lo yikrav lahakriv lechem alekov. He's also lavoid to do the avoida with a mum. Why? Because the pasuk is marba kol zocher b'bnei Aaron yechaleno. The kol zocher is marba even somebody that can't serve, can't be oivid, could still has a din chaluka. So bali mumin could be cholkin va'echlin. The pastels is only legabi akrova. V'chol sheni roi lavoido, eni chelik bebosso. Again, except for bali mumin that are not roi lavoido practically, but they have a din to be chelik bebosso. V'chol sheni le bebosso, eni le boirois. We said before, chalukah is v'hen b'negeh bosso kochim choz v'shoik, kochim kalim, and it's also b'negeh the oirois. Afilu tomei b'sha'az vikas domim. Even if he's tomei, the koyin, he's from the Beis Av that's serving that day, but he's tamei b'shas vikas dama v'toyer b'shas hekta chalovim, and he's toyer a minute later. Any chaluk b'vaso? Shenemar, the pasuk says hamakriv is dam hashlam. The Torah emphasizes the one whose makriv does the zrikas hadam. V'sachelim ne'arim. The Torah then says daktaras chalovim. So the Torah puts the emphasis loy tia shoyk hayom in lemono. That's the pasuk that talks about chalukas chozav shoyk, and the Torah says clearly that he has to be royal adam shlom. So memelo, even though he was toyer a second later back toyer chalovim, that's not going to give him the oiris. Even though batsim the oir, the hefshit nituach of and taking off the oir is shaykh to the hakrov. It's not shaykh to the zriks adam. It's shaykh to the achilas mizbech. So maybe it should be enough that he's roy to the avoid of aktara. Shteit in pasuk nishtazay. Now the obvious question is that if he was zirik the b'shas zriks adam, he was tomei. The complete tahara that he has is only going to be by shkia. L'chayre, he's what the Mishnah called the tvul yom. So how's he going to be tov b'shas haktaras chalav memurim? The answer is, the Rav says, because haktaras chalav memurim takes place kol alaylo. So he was tov before the haktaras chalav memurim. He doesn't have to be tov by the beginning of the time that's roy l'haktaras chalav memurim, which is that day. But there's a man that's kosher l'haktaras chalav memurim. So before it was actually done, he l'maisi was tov. So maybe he should have a schus chaluk in that carbon. The answer is no. L'maisa, it would be possible to read this din, the pasuk rather, a different way. Be possible to read hamakriv is dam hashlomim. If he's roy la krovas dam hashlomim, he's roy his tor b'shas hazrika. That's enough, and he's already zoicha in the bosa right after the zrika. This is the matir on the achilas od and achilas mizbech. So he's already zoicha in the bosa. He's already zoicha in the oiros. He doesn't need to be tor b'shas chelim mipnei aron. L'maisa, the Gemara brings that to Machlok Tanoim. The Stomias in the Mishnah is Kifi the Shita of Abishol, that Bechdei Lachlik Bosav Oiris, the Kohen has to be Tor, Heim Bishaz Zikz Adam, Heim Bishaz Haktoras, Ho Eimurim. We'll just add a few points to this Mishnah. One point is L'gabe Chalukas Oiris. We said Chalukas Oiris is taller than Chalukas Bosar. The shadows, where does that come from? So the din of Chalukas Bosar that we have Mufurish, Lo Yeh Chaz V'Shoik. The din of Chalukas Oiris is also Mufurish in the Pasuk, but it's only Mufurish L'gabi Oil, L'gabi Kodshe Kodoshim, that are Necholim, Chatas and Oshim. There we don't have a Pasuk. The Moral learns it out from a Kal V'Choymer. Kal V'Choymer, Madach Oilo, that the Kanim don't get any of the Bosar, they get the Oir. Kal V'Choymer, that if they get the Bosar, for sure they get the Oir. So the Kal V'Choymer is only Shach to somebody who gets the Bosar. So it's Shach to Oichlei, those that are Roy, to be Mechalik B'Bosar. That's one Nekuda. There's another nusach. You look at the Tesis Yomtiv. There's another nusach. Or ha'oilo asher hikriv, the pasuk says lo yia. Asher hikriv means that's exactly a kasu. That the one that's makriv gets the oilo. So if the Torah is tolu the hakrova with the oilo, so that means that that's the schus. The Gemara says the Mefarshim point an interesting nafkemina between these two nuschois. What would be if you had a korban where normally a tamei can't be makriv, he can't be oichel korban, he's out of the picture, somebody who's tamei, that's the din of our Mishnah. However, what happens if you have a korban where roiv the kahanim are tamei, roiv klal Yisrael, let's say, is tamei, so the kohen is hukrav tumo hutra tchuya b'tzibur, so the kohen is being brought. On the one hand, the kohen who's tamei is makriv. If the gzes hakosov of getting the oir has to do with who's roy lakrova, he is roy lakrova. On the other hand, achilas bosor is not. The kavachoymer, the way we said it, is madoch. Then the kavachoymer is on those that get bosor, for sure they get. The kahanim that are tomei do not eat the bosor. The korban that's hukruv b'tzibur is hukruv legabi the avoider, not legabi the bosor. So no, the kavachoymer doesn't exist. So you look at Kiv Eger over here, the nafkamina between these two nuschois would be in such a case. That's one horror. The other of horror over here is what we said earlier, that one of the categories of somebody that's not roy, is an oinen, and oinen is also ba'avoyden, is also ba'chilas kochim. The Poshet HaMashmois in the Mishnah, oinen is not chalik b'kochim, is that he doesn't have a schus chalukah to eat bakotchim ba'erev, but he could eat kotchim ba'erev. The Pasha, the reading of the Mishnah is that every Oinin on a Tuesday, Loyalenu, Tuesday night, he could eat Kachim. He just doesn't have a schus to have the Basa, but he could eat. Lamai says the Mishnah Pesachim not that way. It's a Kasha, the Gemara. The Mishnah Pesachim, the 8th parak says, Oinin Toivol Va'ichol Spischa Lo Erev Avaloi B'Kachim. The night of Kom Pesach, where there's a mitzvah Sasei Dereis to eat Kachim. So, when Oinin is Toivol, and he could eat Kom Pesach by night, but he can't eat regular other kachim. The chagiga l'moshul that was nechal, he can't eat. So shtei tod l'chor that an oinin is also to eat kachim. Any other korbanos besides for korban pesach is also to eat the night after his yom aninus. So what's going on now, Mishnah? One of two possibilities. One possibility the Gemara says is that the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about that a korv died, and the kvuru was on that day, which over there is talking about erev Pesach, 14th day of Nisan. On that day, since the Aninus is Minatoira, so Chazal Asur Achilas Kachim, the following night. They see the night following the day, because by Kachim, Halayla Hilach HaChayim, and therefore they see that as part of the Yom Aninus, and they pass. Even though Midereisa Be'etzem, after nightfall, he's not Oinin anymore. However, let's say his Aninus was Chal on the 13th. Lo'aleinu, his father, whichever Korv, died on the 13th day of Nisan. The Kvuru was on the 14th. In that case, Aninus is not Midereisa. Aninus Midereisa is only when it's Biyoim Kvurosa as well. Petira and Kvuro. So therefore, B'chiyai Gavna on the 14th, which is only the Rabban, they didn't ask up the night after the 14th. That's one oifin with how the Gemara answers the discrepancy. The other possibility also presumes, the Gemara says, the opinion of the Tanner Reb Shimon, that Aninus Halayla is only by night. Otherwise, you'd have a real problem over here. He can't eat Kachim by night. He's an Oinin. So we're assuming that an Oinin is Bayoim. The night following the Aninus Bayoim, it's only Midirabonon. Kompesa, they were matir, because it's a once-a-year opportunity. A Yid has to eat Kompesa. They weren't Goizer on the night of Pesach. And that's what we're talking about in the Mishnah over here. He's not Mechalik in Kachim. And you're right, he can't eat either in the night following. However, Korban Pesach he could eat. Those are the two possibilities of the Mishnah. Mishnah Beis. Kol Shalei Zocham is Be'ach B'Vsoro. If there was no Shas HaKosher for the Bosor to go on the Mizbeach, Lo Zochu HaKehanim Bo'er. The din of the Kehanim being Zoycha Bo'er. Once we're talking in Mishnah Aleph about Chalukah, now we're talking about the Etzem din that Kehanim get the Oiris of Kachim, Kimvu and Bekro. That's an outgrowth of the Achilas Mizbeach, is the Schir of the Kehanim in the Or, which is not part of the Achilas Mizbeach. So what we're talking about is some type of psul happened to the Bosor. A Tomei touched it, it was Yoytze. Gerada, you're not supposed to wait after the Shchita and do the Hefshid Vinituach of the Bosor and then Zrikas Adam. The Zrikas Adam is supposed to be matir any further avoida on the Guf, on the Bosor, on the Or. So that's normal what we're talking about. Malamais, if it was done, it was done. But the way the Korban is supposed to be brought was the Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, and then you go to the Bosor with the preparing it for the Akhtar's Chalom Vemur and the Hefshid Vinituach, etc. So Lamaisa, the Mishnah brings a pasuk over here. Nemar, Oilas Ish. The pasuk says Oilas Ish. Every oil is owned by an Ish. I mean, the Ish doesn't mean Lafuke and Isha. What it means is Oilas Ish in the sense of it belongs to somebody. So it belongs to somebody means to say that the Oila has a din that it was Yotso Yidei Chavase for the Bailam. So it was Yotso Yidei Chavase for the Bailam. Then there's a schus in the Or. But otherwise not. Now the Mishnah says something else, which is the Choshak to the same thing. Oilo shenishchata shaloy lishmo. An oilo which is nishchata shaloy lishmo. So now we know from Perek Aleph that the din is that it's lo yotzi dechavosi, but the oilo is not posel. So it's Reuven's oilo, except that Reuven was not yotzi dechavosi oilo. So afal pish le also le bailim. Oilo le kainim, even though it's not yotzi dechavosi, oilo le kainim, that's called oilo sish. Because the mice, it's a kosher carbon. He's just pointing out that the word or ish is not lafuke elasisha, like we said. Therefore, Eresayim la kehanim.